What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Welcome back to another episode of All the Smoke. We got a special guest in today, man, a recurring guest on our show, Big Perk. We're going to have a mid-season review, talk some game, talk some shit. Make sure you guys enjoy this episode. All right, fellas, mid-season awards and questions. I want you guys to give me your starting five. How do you feel who's playing the best this season?
Oh.
Perk, you're a guest.
Yeah, go ahead, Big.
Go ahead, Perk.
God,
on
damn.
The spot.
I'm a guest, but I'm family. You know what I mean? I mean, you know what? Am I building my starting five like a team that I want, or I got to select from great players?
Nah. What you want?
I'm going to take Giannis.
Okay.
I'm move
that's
him
what
at
you
the
starting?
Set. Yeah, I'm starting out.
Players, we're talking about players today, right?
Players today. I'm taking Giannis. Look, I'm taking Giannis, mm-hmm. and I'm putting him right at the center position. Okay.
Right, hold on. Jack, who's your center?
My center right now is Embiid.
Ooh.
Going with Joel Embiid, my center.
Ooh. My center, I'm going to fuck y'all up. I'm going to take LeBron.
Hold on, though. I thought we was building our team.
Yeah, we're going to build it, but what if, you know.
But I'm moving. Okay, so it's cool that I'm moving
absolutely.
Giannis to the motherfucker.
Yeah, you can
five.
Put people where you want them.
All right, that's cool.
You up. Go ahead.
That's why I picked my center.
All right, cool. So I'm building the team to win with superstars. My point guard. I need somebody that's going to know how to dish the rock, be a lob threat, be a threat at the basket. I'm going with Ja Morant.
That's his guy.
Yeah, my point guard. Damn right, the dark side.
Your point guard.
Man, y'all know which way I'm going. I'm going Kyrie all day.
Kyrie, I'm not mad at that.
Okay. I ain't mad at
you. Don't question it.
I ain't mad. They can't. Nobody can't. And... Okay.
I want to go with my brother CP, but it's hard to pass up on Steph.
Yeah,
so
I'm gonna say that.
I'm gonna take Steph as my PG. What you got?
I'm fucking with it. So I'm building my squad. I got Giannis at the five. Mm-hmm.
Ja
at the one. So I got my pick and roll action with the lob threat.
That's
and everything.
Two motors right there.
Now I need a stretch big or four. I'm going to get Kevin Durant, and I'm going to slide him to the power forward position.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he's a sniper. He don't need the ball in his hands to be able to get buckets, shoot the three at a high clip. I'm going with KD as my stretch four, power forward.
That's crazy right there. That's super crazy. For my stretch four, I'm going to go Jokic. So I'm building a big team. I'm going back to the old San Antonio.
Wow.
Oh, San Antonio Spurs day, so I'm going two bigs.
We're going to spread this motherfucker out, though, and make him work. I'm going to go. My power forward is going to be a healthy Anthony Davis. And my power forward.
Is Anthony Davis ever going to be healthy?
For my team, yes.
What you going
to
do?
And we're talking about players today, so you're asking for a banged-up player that possibly not going to be there in 2 weeks.
No bullshit. No, listen, no bullshit.
On my team,
you know what? You might be right. He might be healthy because I ain't going to lie. My joints and shit was hurting when I was pulling up, and whatever you gave me, you know what I'm saying, rolled up. I'm solid right now.
Yes, sir.
I might just go touch the rim.
Yes, sir.
That's what we do.
I might go touch the rim.
Well, you know we have something ready for you. Shout out seven leagues, but go ahead.
Well, so I'm next position. I need a two-way defender that could snipe and play defense. He just got back. Give me Klay Thompson.
That's where I was going with mine.
Give me Klay Thompson.
That's definitely where I was going with mine, dog.
Give me Klay Thompson.
You got the first pick. You have the advantage in this game.
They got somebody else, though.
Nah. I'm good. Okay, so if that's what we're going to do, then at my shooting guard, I'm going to have to get a dog and somebody that could score. I'm going to go Jimmy Butler.
Oh, okay. I ain't mad at it.
Nah, I'm not mad at that at all. I'm going to go for my two. I should get two picks now because I've had the last picks.
Go ahead.
I should get my last
pick. Do your thing. We'll go back in reverse and Jackie
your
get
next,
his three.
The last one.
Yeah. Okay, so my next pick.
So my two, I'm going to go with Devin Booker. And my three, I'm going with Kawhi Leonard.
Nice.
I got Steph, Book, Kawhi, LeBron, and Anthony Davis.
Nice. So it's my pick, right?
Yeah. Who you closing your team off with? So who you got so far? You got Kyrie.
Yeah.
You got Embiid.
Yeah.
You got Jokic.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler.
Yep. And my last pick to close things out on my side, you know, I'm going with James Harden. I can't pass him up.
I ain't mad at that.
Ooh, small up there, kind of in there.
Big up front, small in the back.
I see. I could dig.
They're gonna make up for a lot of mistakes on defense.
I could dig, JH. Well, I think I may shock y'all with this one. I'm going to shock y'all with this shit. But I'm looking at my lineup, and I got Giannis at the 5, KD at the 4. So I got Scorn, got Ja, I got Klay Thompson. So I need a wing defender. I need a guy that's capable of knocking down shots, but I need a guy with size and length, okay? Size and length, like 6'8", 6'9", listed maybe 6'10". I'm going with Jeremy Grant.
He can score, too.
I'm going...
Who picked Bron?
Me.
Okay. Yeah, he picked him at the center position.
Yeah. I ain't mad at
Jeremy Grant, not bad.
Jeremy Grant. With the team I have, I'm going
about
with Jeremy 18, Grant.
20 if you need it, and then he definitely plays D.
You really only need him with, 10 points, 8 rebounds,
your role,
3 steals,
your soul.
3 blocks.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, that's our current 5. Next up. Our top 3 MVP candidates at the midpoint. Perk, we'll start with you.
Goddamn. See, here's the thing, all right? I feel like this year is different when it comes down to MVP.
I don't think that we've ever had this many at this point.
We don't. And to be honest, it could switch every month.
Right.
It could switch every week, 2 weeks, like, the way these motherfuckers
Yeah, like they putting out numbers. So I'm going to go with the 3, in my opinion, that's been the most consistent. Like, they ain't have no bumps and bruises. And I'm going with Steph Curry. I'm going with Ja Morant. And people could say Memphis went 11-2 without him. Man, so y'all know how that worked. You know what I mean? Some teams just rally together and the other opponent just don't respect you like
Shows
that.
Shows how tight they are.
Yeah, right? And I'm not disrespecting the Memphis Grizzlies. But then at number three, I want to go with KD. KD been out. I got to go with Joel Embiid. Here's why. I was one of them. I actually thought that Philly was going to be a top 6 seed, right? They're a top 5 seed in the Eastern Conference. And people, a lot of people thought they was going to, you know, be in that play-in out the playoffs without Ben Simmons.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And now every single night you could count on Joel Embiid to give you 35 and 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely. Whoever in his way.
Don't matter.
To be honest, outside of KD and Kyrie, I don't know if anybody else is more skilled than him.
Right.
He's tough.
I mean, with all due respect, I said this a few weeks back. To me, he's the best big in the game. And that's saying a lot. Because Jokic is a motherfucker. So I'm a big fan of Embiid. I'm not mad. Since you talked about Embiid, if you're Embiid right now having the season you are and you know that Daryl Morey and Elton Brand are sitting on Ben Simmons, are you mad because you've had an injury-play career, you're playing probably the best basketball of your career, and your team is sitting on Ben Simmons? He's not coming back, no matter what the fuck they say or do. He's not coming back. Are you mad if you're Joel Embiid and you go have a conversation with the front office like, can you trade this dude so we can see who's going to be on our team and try to really make this run? Because you know they're not going to make it far without getting whatever they were going to get for Ben Simmons.
Fuck that. I'm not mad. Let me tell you why I'm not mad. Because you don't think that they didn't have that conversation with Joel Embiid, right? So what I'm saying is, like, conversation had to be had, like, before all this transpired. And Joel Embiid, before the season, he came out and he said it. You know what I mean? Hey, look, I can't worry about Ben Simmons. I got to worry about going win some games with the guys we got right now. So that showed me already. But I'm getting to this.
Okay.
So something had to be said. And I'm going to tell you straight up. This is real life. This is not rumors, okay? No matter how much he may try to deny it. But right now, I think Philly want to win. I know they're not going to win a championship unless they make a big move.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're thinking more so about next season. See what I'm saying? And so I'm going to just give you hints and you can figure it out. But James Harden didn't sign his contract extension.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He didn't sign it. He was supposed to sign it. He was supposed to go KD, Kyrie, James Harden. Didn't happen. All right? So he didn't sign it. Now, James Harden camp is telling people in Philly, we want to come play with Embiid next year. This ain't no lie. This facts. But then he telling the Brooklyn Nets, the ownership group, different.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Did you drop a park bomb?
Yeah, somewhat, and I ain't told nobody this shit, but this is happening in real life.
Yeah,
you goddamn right, I gotta give all the smoke. So now Embiid, like,
I ain't mad at that.
Because of who Embiid is, he's a dog and he wanna win.
Can you imagine that pick and roll coming downhill with Harden coming at you with Embiid just setting a big pick on you, then popping and rolling?
I mean,
that could be the best 2-man game in the league.
Easily. But that's what that's at. So that's why Embiid ain't doing no complaining.
So you got Steph, Morant, Embiid. Jack. Excuse me, top three.
MVP. Mm-hmm. I'm going Steph. I'm going DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going Embiid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
People's argument with Steph Curry, he's been off for a month. When I laugh when I hear it, your thoughts on that? Oh, he's been cold for a month. He can't be in the conversation anymore. Like, basketball?
If you want to get technical, he should have won it last year.
Yep.
So let's not go there. But they could have won it last year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I agree.
Point blank.
Thank you.
I can't stand it like
so. The unanimous person
man.
On our
list. Yeah, hey, so jealous.
He's so cold. So the unanimous person on all our list, because I'm going to start with Steph. So Steph's the unanimous guy across the board.
Yes.
I got KD, and then I got Giannis. I've been not a critic, but someone who's, you know, always been saying, you know, for Milwaukee to get past, for us to believe in you, we talked about also with Lay, for us to believe in you, you got to win it. We talked about it on ESPN the other day. Similar to the way, you know, the way we were talking about the Jazz, but the way we look at Milwaukee, like, we wasn't really believing in Giannis MVPs until you win it. And to me, Giannis has continued to improve and get better. He's a dog with the motor, picking up his skill. Like, it's hard to say, like you said, I agree. We've never had at this point of the season so many candidates, and we're probably missing a few people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, but those are our three. At this point, at the midpoint.
I got one thing to add.
Go ahead.
See, the thing is with Giannis, he made me a believer, but I had to see it.
Right.
I had to see it. Like, I wanted to see that game six. I wanted to see him go up to the free throw line because a lot of people – and Jack and I, the big bro, was on the same page. they weren't understanding what we were saying about the Batman and Robin shit, right?
Right, right.
Like, we wasn't saying that Chris Middleton is the absolute best player on the team. No. That's not what we were saying. All we were saying was the stats actually showed it, but we don't get into stats like that. But every time it was crunch time, he was that motherfucker going to get those buckets.
But if you watch the game, Perk, Bud was calling plays for Chris Middleton in crunch time. He wasn't calling for Giannis. You know what I'm saying? But that's motherfuckers that don't know the game.
But it's different now.
I just don't want us to get bored with Giannis either.
Right. You're right.
And with the numbers that he's putting up.
Incredible.
You know what I mean?
I mean, when you say the most dominant player since Shaq,
that's crazy.
I mean, that's self-explanatory That's self-explanatory.
And then one more. Steph Curry, check this out. People saying he's going through a slump. And he may be, right? But, bro, people, you got organizations showing their fucking hand already. Like, they're running playoff-type schemes to guard this
two
man.
Two or three men.
But even if he does go through that, like, they're showing their hand in January and December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A playoff, like, shit, you don't pull off to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man, stop with that.
Come on, man, a healthy Clay and Draymond coming back? Nasty. Moving along. A top five teams at the midpoint. Jack, I'm going to start with you.
Mm. Top five teams at the midpoint. Let's go Golden State, Phoenix. We'll go New Jersey.
Brooklyn,
it's my bad.
It's New Jersey to stay.
And it was New Jersey when I was there.
That's what I'm saying.
Brooklyn, Milwaukee. I'm going to throw Memphis in there.
Ooh, Perk like the dark side.
Ain't nothing wrong with throwing Memphis in there.
Talk to him about the dark side. Man, Perk is your five.
Hey, listen. Ain't nothing wrong with the dark side. I'm going Golden State, Phoenix. How can you not? I'm putting Chicago in there.
Mm. Yes, sir.
I'm putting Memphis in there.
Mm-hmm.
That number five hard, man.
There's so many teams.
That number five hard. But here's the thing with why I'm going to put the Bucks at five and not Brooklyn. It just haven't been there enough for me when you look at Brooklyn. Like, the consistency, where's James Harden been at? You know what I'm saying? Time, like, he shows up every now and then. You know, what's up with Kyle? Like, you know what I mean? How the chemistry go work? And here's the thing about Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You cannot name me one championship that was won without having a defensive anchor in the middle, center.
Yeah,
you can play as much small ball as you want, but you, in some kind of way, you go look at every championship team, they have some type of center, or a guy that can play center,
Draymond,
that can anchor that defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hold it down.
And the Brooklyn Nets just don't have that.
Yeah.
Good call.
So I'm going with the Bucks at five.
My top five, I got the Warriors, I got Phoenix, I got Memphis. I got Milwaukee. And I got Miami. Mm. And although I'm high on Chicago.
They're not ready.
I think they've exceeded, with all due respect, I think they've exceeded expectations at this point.
Oh, you make me want to change my dog.
You know, I think they've, you forgot, that's your team. That, you fuck with them heavy, too. You fuck with them heavy, too.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think Chicago's had a great season up to this point, but when I said at the beginning of the season, I thought they were a top 14, people were like, nah, they're number one right now. But I think once they come back down to earth, they're going through some injuries right now. I think they'll come back down in the pack because I want to say it's only a 2.5 gap between the one seed and the six seed in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. So a bad week can have you at six from one. So
I like them. Because we all feeling this way. We was just like, we can't put them in just yet. Cavs.
I like that team. Well, that's leading to, let's talk about them. That's leading to our surprise team of the year. Let's go. So would you give that your team right there?
That's it. I mean, seriously, I'm looking at...
Shout out Bernie Bickerstaff Jr.
Yeah,
over
man.
There doing his
thing. Yeah,
BJ.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at that, right? And I'm at the start of the season, I'm like, at some point, Kevin Love is going to get traded. Kevin Love's still there. Matter of fact, embracing
too.
That role.
That's what I'm just saying.
Like coming in off the bench.
Having fun.
I'm like, Evan Mobley, I watched him in college. I'm like, he got potential, but it's going to be 2 or 3 years. Nah, it's right now. It's right now.
He can go.
And Darius Garland, okay? First of all, he should be an all-star. Jared Allen, for sure, facts. Jared Allen balling his ass off.
Hell yeah.
He got his money. But man, listen, when it comes down to Darius Garland, people have to realize this. It could have been a lot of things that would change in that draft class with Zion and Ja, right? We have to realize this. Darius Garland in college before he tore his ACL was actually considered the best point guard
in that draft. Yeah.
But because his knee injury, you know what I mean, it set him back in the draft. But if he was healthy, it could have been a whole – we could be talking about some other things. But it's the Cavs, man. Like they ain't barking, they ain't talking loud. But they hard. And they got wings.
Mm-hmm.
They got athletic young wings. Okoro and all those guys, they're some dogs.
Yeah, I think they've created life after LeBron. You know what I mean? Like finally. They finally have a new identity over there in Cleveland.
Like
Same thing with Memphis. We'll touch on that later. But, you know, that grind house, grit and grind, Z-Bo and them, like that Memphis team has created a new identity as well. But I really like that team. Your surprise team at the midway point of the season.
Man, you said it, Memphis, by far. I mean, I was high on Chicago. Chicago, you know, got off to a good start with the team they had, a new team to be at the top of the East like they are. But, Memphis for sure. The West is a different animal, and they've been going to the Eastern Conference and Western Conference as strong people. Mm-hmm. So I got to go with Memphis.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. My pick is Chicago. They were my pick at the beginning of the season. I'm not going to change that. I love what they got going on over there. I love what DeMar DeRozan has brought to that team. As far as obviously you see what he's doing with the big shots and game winners and points, but I think his leadership and he, you know, studied under Pop for a few years, and he's been in the wars in Toronto. I love Caruso and Ball in the backcourt, that defense. When they're both healthy, they really get to it. Vucevic is a little slow. I think they need a stretch four, an athletic stretch four that could to really take them to the next level. But I look, they got a young, hungry team. Billy Donovan's over there doing his thing, man. So that's my team. Up to this point, most improved player, Perk.
Man, most improved player. I can't go with a guy like Ja Morant. Most improved.
Because in the MVP conversation.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? You drafted number two, you won Rookie of the Year. Like, the next step is All-Stars. Like, I'm not saying most improved is beneath you, but
it almost
It's almost like, even that one year when people was almost like, man, Lucas should get most improved. No, he shouldn't. Like, we got, like, the expectations are high.
You got to put him in the MVP category. Same with Morant. Like, now Morant's in the MVP category to me, and I agree with you, instead of the most improved.
Yeah.
But he's had a great leap.
Man, so many out there, man. Like, you know, you got Bronson, man, who be balling. Luka was out, he putting up big numbers. I mean, damn, you got Jordan Poole, but I think Jordan Poole gonna be affected by Klay being back, so I don't see him being nailed towards the tail end of it. But if I gotta go with the most improved, man, I gotta go with Desmond Baines. I'm gonna stay on that dark side of Memphis.
Not mad at that.
Last year averaging 9 points, this year averaging 18.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no Dylan Brooks, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I got me a killer right here. Yep. Then he added more to his game. It's not just I'm labeled as a sniper. It's not like I'm getting to the rack, 1-2 dribble pull-ups, and I ain't a hoe.
At all.
I ain't a hoe. I'm gonna go toe-to-toe. I'm gonna talk noise with LeBron James, and
yeah,
I'm about that. Okay, cool.
Yeah. You can't teach that.
No.
I'm gonna go with Tyler Hero.
Oh,
good call.
You know, so I think that's my most improved. He talked a lot of talk, and we love guys that talk and walk.
And backed it up.
And he backed it up. So I got to go with Tyler Hero,
that's
man. He really stepped in.
Great call.
With all the injuries they had going on beginning of the season.
Great call. He should be an all-star.
I was about to eat. Playing.
He should be an all-star. I'm going to go with Miles Bridges. No. I'm going to go with, Miles Bridges.
Yeah,
over in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Made a great move. We talked about it earlier in the season. Made a great move by turning down Charlotte's, I think it was a $60 million deal at the beginning of the season. He got himself a lot more money the way he's been playing this year. Career year. Him and LaMelo's chemistry is unbelievable. So to me, those are the two cornerstones of that franchise. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big fan of Miles Bridges.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rookie of the year is a talented class. Some guys haven't really, you know, I guess projected the way we thought they would at this point, but it's a tough season. They're going to be fine. But, Perk, who at this halfway point is your rookie of the year?
God damn. Right now it's between Scotty Barnes and Mobley. K couldn't have been balling, by the way. Detroit just stinks. He just stinks. Like, he didn't have a triple-double. They just fucking suck. So it's not his fault, but he's actually putting up the numbers. But, man, I'm going to have to go with Evan Mobley. Top 10 in blocks. Like, top 10? Down there playing like a seasoned vet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, playing his role. I'm looking how versatile he is. He's putting up the numbers, but you got to watch him. You got to actually watch him. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's up there with 1 and 2 in every category, but, man, I got to go with Mo.
I ain't mad at that.
It's really – I mean, when you look at it, that's the only person you can really go with. If you look at, like, the effect he bring on the game with his team, like, he does a lot, you know what I'm saying? And, like you said, to play a role like that as a rookie, you got to give him his props. I think he got that locked.
Yeah, shout out. No, I agree. Same thing for me. And what's crazy is, you know, he went to SC, so I got to see him play, and he played really well in college, but I think he's going to be a better pro than, you know, sometimes it's, do they transfer? I think he's going to, like, his game is built for the pros. And he's definitely someone that is going to, you know, be there for a long time. Perk, who's your favorite team? I mean, I already know the answer. I think
no, I ain't gonna keep riding with Memphis like that.
Who's your favorite team to watch this season? I mean, they're a fun team to watch, though.
Yeah, but they are. I mean, they number one. It's other teams out there I could give some credit to. So I'm gonna go. Obviously, Memphis at one, but everybody know this shit. God damn, man. Want to go with the Hawks, but they've been losing. I don't really know if I can go against the grain against Memphis, dog. They're so excited, man. I'm trying to give somebody else the benefit of the
doubt. Is there a more exciting team in the NBA right now outside of Memphis? I think they're the most exciting team in the game.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I mean, Golden State.
Yeah, I mean, they're fun, yeah. That's my team, but yeah, that I like. I'll sit down and
It's just something about Memphis, man.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. Jack?
Got to go Golden State with me. I love watching them play, but I also like watching the Nets play when they got all three of those guys.
I like smart teams. You know, Golden State is a smart team. Their ball movement, similar to them teams.
That's what I was thinking of. It wasn't the Hawks.
Who?
Charlotte.
Charlotte's fun to watch.
Charlotte. Yeah. Mellow them, man, them lobs and shit.
Yes, yeah, sir.
But I can't pick them over. Yeah, I'm not mad at that. But I'll put them second.
My team is Golden State. Dark horse, Jack. Yep. A team that maybe not a lot of people are talking about, but you think has a chance to get to the big game, the big finals.
It's kind of hard, man, because this year I think the front runners are going to be the ones that we can rely on. You know, I don't think it's going to be a team that's going to make
sneak in.
Yeah, I really don't think. But if I had to pick a dark horse, I would have to go. Shit, it's just a Memphis show, man. It's just really a Memphis show, the hottest thing going.
Mm-hmm. Perk?
Man, fuck. You know what? I think Memphis will move away. I think Memphis, if they say, hey, man, we can live without Dylan Brooks, give up four first-round picks and maybe Tyus Jones and go get Jaylen Brown, then we'll have a different conversation. I just don't think they're there yet.
Can you imagine Jaylen Brown?
You like that. But look, I believe that alone. That's just, I'm wishful thinking.
They're hearing you. They're going to hear you, though.
Yeah, I'm wishful thinking. But
go ahead.
My dog horse is the Heat. It's the Heat.
Because they got dogs.
They're all dogs. So this is a team that went to the finals two years ago.
Yeah.
And then you go out there, you add Kyle Lowry.
P.J. Tucker.
You get P.J. Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
Bam is playing more like.
He has some rest.
Man, he's snatching the screws. Like, everything is dip shoulder. Mm-hmm. I'm making the defense and then, man, like you said, Tyler Hero. And then we already know what Jimmy go from. But, man, Tyler Hero, man. So I'm looking. And then to me, no disrespect to any other coach out there, man.
Bo's the best in the game.
Period. Period. When it comes down to in-game adjustment, I'm talking about adjustments not at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
In a timeout.
Timeout, right.
Man, they in this. We about to go to this.
Mm-hmm.
Or we about to go in this and make them do this. I haven't seen that.
I'm mad at that. My dark horse. I was gonna pick Miami, but since you picked Miami, I'm gonna go with Chicago. Again, inexperienced overall, but DeMar's been there. And when I feel like whenever you play hard, man, you got a chance. And they got a lot of dogs over there in Chicago too. So if they could stay healthy, they would be my dark horse to reach the finals. Sixth man of the year.
Gotta go with Tyler Hero.
Is it Tyler Hero?
Sixth man of the year, he got to be somewhere in one of those awards.
You get no argument out of me about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Tyler Hero, too, but I also want to give a shout-out to Buddy Hield up in Sacramento. Not that I just worked there, but he's right behind Tyler Hero in scoring, points off the bench, having a good year over there, too, although the team's not playing well, but I definitely am rolling with Tyler Hero as well. Defensive player of the year. Jack, start with you.
Defensive player of the year, I'm going Draymond. I'm going Draymond.
Perk.
If I was a numbers guy, stats guy, I would have to go with Rudy Gobert like everybody else because of the per 100 possession bullshit, the analytics and all that shit that fucked up the game. But if I'm going on the eye test, person that straps up, damn. Golly, man. You know what? You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say it's about time for, like, a guard or wing to win it, not just bigs or, you know. So I'm going to go with Mikal Bridges.
I'm not mad at that. He's been locking up. He's definitely first-team all-defense this year.
I mean, he's the only person I know that could own him so long he can stand up and tie his shoe.
He's been out there playing defense.
Be scratching his ankles.
I'm going to go with Draymond. I'm going to go with Draymond because, to me, he's the one guy on the list that can guard every position on the floor effectively.
Any night.
Mm-hmm. So I agree.
With passion.
Right?
There's a difference between guarding a motherfucker because coach tell you to go guard him.
Oh,
are you embracing this shit? Yeah.
I want to.
I wish you and have would.
And to be a backline blanket at 6'5".
Yeah.
Niggas a backline blanket in the NBA at 6'5".
Crazy.
And be putting Finn boys heart.
Yeah. Straight up. Coach of the year. Perk, I'll start with you. I think you might have already mentioned him. But who you got at this point, midway? Coach of the year.
Gotta go with Bickerstaff.
Good call.
It's a lot of coaches I feel like that's deserving of it.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I don't know about y'all, but I wasn't even thinking of the Cavs being close in the playoffs.
Mm-mm, nobody did.
I said this is another year for them to get a top 10 pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't even think. Not only to be in the playoffs, but one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I gotta go. Because when it comes to defense and guys buying in, that's a reflection of the respect that you have for your coach.
As a coach, yeah.
So I gotta roll with JB on this one.
For me, I love JB, and you know, I would love to put him in that position. But for what this coach has done to this team as a new team, I gotta go with Billy Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I gotta go with Billy Donovan.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna double up on that. I got Billy Donovan too. Also, you could put Monty Williams in there.
Phoenix
has the best record in the game. You could really, this second half of the season is really going to test Steve Nash. You know, we talked about this the other day. KD's down, Kyrie's in and out. James is, you know, so Steve Nash is going to really get put to the test this second half of the season. But yeah, I agree with you. I'm on Billy Donovan. At the beginning of the season, the two teams unanimously that everyone wanted to see in the finals was this team in L.A. and the Brooklyn Nets' big three. Let's talk about both these teams, where they're kind of at the midway point and moving forward. Park, let's start with the Brooklyn Nets. Thoughts on Kyrie's back and forth now. KD's hurt. James Harden has had an up-and-down year. Top-heavy team. Talk to me about the Nets.
You know what? They're going to be just fine. Like, healthy, they're going to be just fine. Here's the thing. I tell people this all the time. I'd rather have a part-time Kyrie than a no-time Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
So it is what it is to this point. And you have to respect a man's decision when it comes down to being vaccinated. Because Kyrie Irving is not the only player
in the
NBA that's unvaccinated.
You would think he is.
Right, exactly. So, you know, that was never my thing with Kyrie. My thing was I just wanted him to stand on whatever he was standing on. But, you know, when I look at them, okay, cool. We all know in the playoffs, role players play better well at home, right?
Yep.
Okay, if with the role players the Brooklyn Nets got and James Harden and KD can't win them home games in the playoffs together, then they not who we think they are.
Right.
Okay, but when you go on the road, role players sometimes, you know what I'm saying, they tighten up.
Kyrie's built
for that. Shit tighten up. Now you got a fresh Kyrie.
Fresh.
Fresh coming in that could give you that 30, 40, 50 and take you home. You know what I mean? So when I look at the Brooklyn Nets and this whole situation, from listening on how Kyrie talk about it, the guy's got his back.
That's the most important.
And that's all that matter.
Don't matter what the media says, no, what we say.
If everybody's straight with it, shit. And I feel them for starting it early.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's get these reps in early so we know how it is. So I'm cool with it.
Jack, what if I threw this wrench at it? KD's down for 6 weeks. My whole thing was always, like he said, part-time Kyrie is better than no-time Kyrie. Game 7 at home. But what if this team, like I said, the East is so tight right now. What if with KD's injury, this team slides out of a home court advantage? Now Game 7s are on the road, and you got Kyrie for Game 7s.
I mean, that's crazy. You brought that up the other day. That's crazy. That's a crazy way to look at it, too. But I think with KD going down right now, you know, you got to look at the good side of it. It's just giving him some time to get rest. A lot been on him this season with Kyrie being out and James being hurt. So it's been a lot of pressure on KD. So this injury will give him a time to rest, reboot.
His mind,
you know what
too.
I mean? Then, too, something that, you know, that's factual that we ain't brought up. The owner thinking about paying a fine so Kyrie can play full time. So we don't know what Nets team is going to be there at the beginning of the season. But for us, we want to see the whole Nets team healthy. But I want to reiterate something that Perk said. I'm not confident in their bench at all. They was confident in Joe Harris last year. What'd he do? Lay a egg. So I'm not confident in the guys they got coming off the bench. If anything's happened, if another star goes down or a star not having a good game, you know what I'm saying? So they bench is something I can't rely on.
So who you leaning on? So you leaning on the big three? You leaning on LaMarcus Aldridge, Patty Mills, and Blake?
I'm leaning on the big three and LaMarcus Aldridge and Patty Mills. Because Patty Mills has been there. You know, Patty Mills is going to do his job on both ends. LaMarcus has shown signs, you know, of being the same guy. But we know his role, he's not going to get that many touches like he used to playing with those guys.
They got to go through him. LaPerk was talking about this the other day. I think right now they got to feature him a little bit
especially
more.
Him and James
at home, man, no Kyrie.
It was fucking, it was like 11-2 when he scores over, I think, like 19 points.
Yeah.
You know, I hear these stats, but it's true. You watch them play, they go through him off the bench. They was using him as almost a six-man type guy.
And he can play center for them.
Yeah.
Well, so a healthy Brooklyn Nets.
Joe Harris, dude.
Can we picture this lineup directly before we go off with from Nets?
Picture this.
Patty Mills at the one. Kyrie at the two. James, LaMarcus, and KD.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good lineup in this day's game.
They're going to get beat up on the glass.
You don't think KD will get in there and get you 10?
He's going to get in there
James,
and get you 10.
James will get you 10 now.
They're going to get beat up on the glass.
Hold on,
I like that
James
lineup.
Will get you 10.
James will
yeah.
get you 10.
Yeah. James will get you 10,
yeah.
dog.
They're going to get beat up on the glass though, just because they're small. But I like the line. Yeah. That's a killer offensive
Bring
lineup.
Blake off the bench.
And that's what they might need to go to. Those are their best players. That's their best five players.
Yeah. Man, that's a lot of heat.
That's a lot of heat.
That's a lot of heat, man.
How you want it? Perk, Los Angeles Lakers. AD's been out going on 6 weeks. Back soon. LeBron has transitioned to working smarter and not harder. So he's working on that pinch post in that block area that Kobe and Mike used to dominate. The game is going through him. Westbrook, up and down season. Taylor Horton Tucker not playing the way he thought he was, what they thought he was going to play. Trevor Ariza's working himself back in. The big experiment hasn't been working. DJ hasn't been playing at all. Credit to Dwight Howard. Whenever he's been called upon, he's played well. Thoughts on this team? Malik Monk having a great season. Shout out Malik Monk.
Stanley Johnson.
They need to sign him for the year. He's that young bulldog they don't have that they need. But Park, thoughts on the Lakers?
You know, when they joined, right, we was like, it got to work. It got to work. They got too much, you know, firepower. Then all of a sudden, their age started to show, right? The game started. All of a sudden, you see Golden State with these athletic wings and they're faster and things to that nature. So when I look at the Lakers and starting with Russ, and I'm watching Russ and his as he get older, right, as he's getting older, his athleticism is declining a little bit.
Yep.
It's declining a little bit. That's why that 15-footer we used to see that used to go in for him is short now because he's not getting elevation on his shot anymore, right? So when you look at him attacking the basket And like, yeah, we know we saw him bless Rudy game the other day. Probably dunking the year.
Lord. Amen. Right? Amen.
He blessed his game, but think about the smoke layups or him getting caught in between whether he was going to dunk it. So with that being said, it's almost like he's not fighting to get up over screens. And then when I hear Russ say shit like after the games, he's like, it's more to basketball. It's more to life than just basketball. And I'm like, nah, Russ.
No, it ain't.
Nah, dog. Like, nah, bro. Like, you came to L.A. for one reason and one reason only.
Even if it is, it ain't.
Yeah, it is. But, like, nah, that ain't the money. So I'm like, I don't know where he's at. But I will say this. Malik Monk.
Yep.
When they are fully healthy, that motherfucker need to be in the rotation, mm-hmm. period. And heavy minutes.
Who's the lefty from Miami?
Kendrick Nunn
is still hurt, but he's tough.
But Braun moving to the center and playing the center the way he did, a lot of people didn't see that message. See, that message was to AD. Coach asked me to play the center. I'm going to show you how to play the center.
Nigga, Braun said, I got magic in me, too.
Yeah, I'm going to show you so when you get back, I want you to not us force you to play center AD.
Embrace it.
I want you to embrace this shit. Watch how I embrace it, still dominate and enjoy. And y'all already know, like I know, when you hurt, and no matter how, look, when you're hurt and you're sitting on the sideline for an extended period of time, you start seeing things through a different lens. Mm-hmm. You start evaluating the game a little bit differently. And that's what I think. LeBron ain't gonna say shit to AD about it. He'll go, I got the 5 spot. That's a message to AD. Like, I need you on this when you get back.
Big fella. Mm-hmm. But I think LeBron and AD at the 4 or 5, however they play together, it's gonna be interesting to see.
But they're not coming out. I mean, they're not coming out of the West.
That was my question. So, we'll say it again?
They're not coming out of the West. I don't even think they have a chance. And it's hard to go against Braun because he didn't prove us wrong with Forrest getting to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I just can't see it because teams are not scared of him.
No, absolutely not. They look forward to whooping ass if they can. They look forward to whooping that ass. The only thing I'll say is I think to combat what you said, because they are an older, slower team, to me, they're built for the playoffs. And I think right now they're on cruise control, knowing that at the end, like, we just got to get in. And then that's going to be our best shot. And I'm not saying you could flip the switch, because an older team, who knows if you could flip the switch. LeBron's always going to give you a great chance. But I say this team is built for 7-game series because they're going to get days off in between. The game slows down in the playoffs. So I think that's where they're going to be at their best. I feel like they're going to hit their stride after the playoffs, after All-Star break, if they can get healthy. But we'll see, to me, the best Lakers in the playoffs, because it's a 7-game series. It's going to slow down, and there won't have to be, like you said, this with the team. Jack, thoughts on them? Can they come out? If everyone is healthy, can they come out of the West?
Yeah, if they fire the head coach.
Oh, no, Jack. No.
I've never been a fan of Vogel.
I just know I don't think he's the coach for this team, bro. And I've been right. God damn it.
He said, I've been right
there.
Not this team. The championship team was new. KD and Braun, new. They good enough to figure it out for a season. They getting older. You add in all these pieces. He can't handle all that. Russ, Melo, it's just too much for him. And that's why it ain't coming together, because they don't respect him.
Right, I could see that, but let me ask you this. If you're in Frank Vogel's shoes and y'all acquire a Russell Westbrook that's making $43 million a year, mm-hmm. not you, I don't want...
How you would react.
I know how you would react.
Yeah.
I want you to put your... So, like, in the mind frame of just a coach, not take it, you know, go into a whole nother character. Just what you supposed to tell Russell Westbrook about getting up over screens? You know what I mean? About stop gambling. About stop leaving your feet to pass the ball when you learn this shit at the age of 5.
I got a better one for you, big fella.
What?
I got a better one for you. Fuck being somebody else and pretending. I'm going to go with Greg Popovich. I'm going to sit your ass down. Fuck the money. Fuck how much I'm paying you.
you're not helping us win. I don't give a fuck how good you is. I'm a Greg Popovich. I'm going to sit you at the end of the bench until you buy into what we need you to do to be successful. Mm. Not what you want to do or what's been successful other places. We talking about what we need you to do here. You bring a lot to the game, but you're not doing what we need to do at the times we need you to do it.
I dig it.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go Greg Popovich. I'm going to sit your ass down.
But look, do y'all think Vogel has that type of power and support from the front office? Because we know the politics side
of it. Is that a conversation Bron could have with him?
Bron ain't no guy that want to have conversations. See, that's the thing. See, that's the thing people don't realize.
Yeah, I never played with Bron.
So that's the thing.
I'm not. Papa ain't having no conversation with Tim Duncan or David Robinson. Papa ain't.
Bob different.
Come on to the office, Russ. I'm going to sit you down and just like I did Tony Parker in the championship game. I'm going to sit you down and let Speedy Jackson play because he competing with Stephon Marbury and all these other guards, Jason Kidd. You're not competing. So you know what, Tony? I'm going to sit you down. I don't care how mad you is. I'm going to sit you down and play Speedy because that's what's going to get us to win.
I only see maybe three coaches doing that in the NBA. Popovich, Spoelstra, and Ty Lue.
Yeah.
I don't see no other coaches doing that. I don't see no other coaches doing that. Nah, but I feel you though, man. It's just, man. But nah, I feel your point on that, Stack. But them boys just haven't been playing, dog. Because here's the thing, and I want to say this. Here's the thing. Just look at the win when they beat the Jazz the other night, right?
They played.
Frank Vogel said, fuck it. When they made their run, he had Braun, he had Taylor Horton Tucker, Avery Bradley, who's on a non-guarantee. Stanley Johnson, who's on a 10-day. And Malik Monk, who's on a minimum. He had those five guys, and he wrote that shit to about the three-minute mark. And then he said, come on in, Russ. We got us a seven-point lead. If you fuck this off, it's on me, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. So it was people that bought in and actually did the shit that he asked them to do. And when I go back to even a guy like Melo, best scorer, we get that. One of the greatest scorers the game have ever seen. But when it comes down to it,
I'm gonna need that effort on defense.
He's giving you 16 to 20 points on one end, but he's giving up 30 to 35 on the other.
Yeah.
He can't slide his feet. What you want to do? If you Vogel, what you doing? Because I know Braun advocating for it.
Get your drink. Don't get your drink, baby. Sit right on side of me. I'm trying to
team defense.
Come on, sit on down over here, babe.
All right. Man, it's coming up on 2 years since the passing of Kobe, Gigi, and the other people on the helicopter. Man, sending love and light and energy to the family. Perk, real quick, you had two runners with Kobe in the finals. Talk to us about both of them. You got one at home, then you got hurt in the finals, and they got it at home. 2010, he said that was the loss was his hardest loss series he ever took, and in the win, that was his best championship.
It was. In his loss, Kobe gave everything he possibly could. Like, we was to the point in 2008 where we was like, you know what, we're going to give Kobe. Yeah, well, we ain't going to give it to him, but we can't stop him. So it is what it is. You know, Ray wasn't stopping his ass. So, you know what I mean? That we already battling down there with these two trees and Lamar Odom. So it was like, we got to cancel everybody out. He going to get his. But let me tell you, with that 2010 shit, it hit different. And I feel like it hit different for Cole because I was watching. And, man, he struggled that whole game. He really kind of struggled that whole series. But every team, the team that won that game in that series won the rebounding battle.
Yep.
And Kobe knew that shit. So in game seven, I thought he shot like maybe 6 for 24 from the field. I believe he had like 15, 18 rebounds. Mm-hmm. 6 or 7 when the motherfuckers was offensive to go to the free throw line. Like, that's how bad he wanted that shit.
He willed it.
Yeah, he willed it. And then you have to realize this. It was him. Yeah, he had Gasol, but Gasol wasn't the same at the time. And no disrespect to Gasol, but he's not in the same conversation with Kobe, Ray, Paul, and KG.
Right.
So in Kobe eyes, it's really
one against three.
Yeah, it's one against three. And I didn't took y'all out. One deep.
Slay the dragon.
Yeah, one deep. I got y'all.
One deep.
I got y'all. One deep.
You was playing well, though, too, before you hurt your knee. You was playing really well out there.
We was out there trying to get it, man. We was trying to get it.
Sir. Jack, your moment that stands out to me, obviously you guys had some great battles in the league, but your McDonald's All-American experience, like you said, talk to us about that. You knew the vibe coming in. Kobe stamped that you should have been MVP. Talk to us about that 96 McDonald's game with Kobe.
Man. I mean, that was a good experience, man. You know, just being able to grow up with him, you know, know him as a teenager and seeing the player he become, you know, one of the greatest ever to do it, you know. But for me, my greatest moment with Kobe was when me and you was on Golden State. It was a tie game. No, actually, we were up two. Kobe comes down and hits the three.
Yeah, I was going back and forth.
I come back and hit another three. Kobe comes and put us up. Kobe come back and hit another one.
In L.A.
In L.A. Then I come back and hit another one. And just so happened, we played them back-to-back nights. We played them...
at home first.
In L.A., then they go to state. But just that night, you know what I'm saying? I watched that game all the time, you know what I mean? To be going back and forth with him on that stage was something I always remember. But he said he was going to be one of the greats, man. He did that. A lot of people say shit and don't do it. Mm-hmm. Nah, he did that.
He did that.
Yeah, I mean, I just got to see, you know, from going to someone I watched since I was in college up at UCLA, coming up on campus to competing to almost getting into a fight to become a teammate to then really getting to know him as a brother, as a man, as a father, and just the bond we built outside of basketball. We had some cool times during basketball, but, you know, him always sending the Twins. Every time he dropped a shoe, he'd send the Twins in their team shoes. If the Twins played at 9 and Gigi played at 11, Kobe would hit me the night before. What time you guys play? 9 a.m. Kobe would come 2 hours early and watch the Twins play.
Gigi, you know what I mean? Yeah,
sitting on the, like, I'm going to go watch 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, but he just did it because he loved it. So just to really get a chance to see him outside of the Mamba, to get to know Kobe was a very dope experience to me. So again, man, rest in peace to our brother, man. We love and we miss you. Sending love to the family, the girls, sisters, mom and dad, man.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Make sure you check out Kobe Bryant, Muse, on Showtime. We're up next with our favorite segment, Fan Questions. Let's get to it, fellas. SFACurry23, if y'all could come back on a 10-day, who is the squad you would pick and why? Mm.
For me, I would want to go probably to Miami. Because I think I fit that style. Mm-hmm. I think I could be a good asset to them, a scorer and a defender on that wing to help PJ and Jimmy. I would say Miami. That's more of my style.
Good call. Perk.
Man, I'm going to Miami. I'm going to Miami. For everything else outside of basketball and basketball.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to Miami. So here's the thing. One, I need to get in shape. And you know in that culture,
you got to
get in shape. Two, I ain't going to have to do much.
Do what you do.
You go there and kick it with UD a little bit. Know what I'm saying? Learn just how to be a vet. Shit, I'm with it.
Yeah,
I'm with it.
Miami, good move.
Miami's dope.
Me and Spo would be best friends.
I'd want to go to a healthy Lakers, but I would want to run it back with Golden State. I got hurt going into the playoffs that year in 17, and it was a dope situation. So a healthy chance to rock with them boys would be dope. Jack, you're up.
At SRS1594, what do you think about the possibility of a mid-season tournament, NCAA style, Perk?
No, like,
absolutely
no, man, like,
fuck no.
No, like, okay, like, you know what? I was against the play-in, but after I saw it, the play-in fucking
dope.
But the play-in is like, okay, the play-in is the playoffs before the playoffs.
Right.
I'm with that.
Right.
Yep.
But let's not keep adding this. Like, what's the point of even adding this in? Talking about $2 million. What, a $2 million prize to a motherfucker making $42 million? That shit don't mean nothing.
And it's only $1 million after taxes.
I'll tell you this. I do got an idea for the All-Star game.
Talk to him.
A one-on-one tournament.
Ooh.
A one-on-one tournament.
Who's winning
for
that?
For $2 million.
All the top players in the league are in that tournament. Who's winning? KD's not going to be playing. Clay's not an all-star. Kyrie won't be an all-star this year.
I'm going Greek.
I'm going Giannis too, dog.
He going to Debo that shit.
He going to Debo everything. And if you big, he going to go by you. He going to Eurostep, dunk that hole.
He
going to
Debo
everything. Yeah, I'm going Giannis, dog. If no KD, though.
No KD.
I'm going Giannis.
Yeah.
At Roots Life Form, who had the better block? Ja Morant, two hands off the glass this year? Ooh. Tayshaun Prince on Reggie Miller back in 04.
That was more meaningful. That was in the, Eastern Conference Finals, right? Reggie's block?
I'm not going either one of them. Jordan going pin Ron Mercer shit at 50. And watched him. Two hands, pinned him at 50.
Yeah.
And gave him 40 that game. Yeah. Stop it. Y'all better do your homework.
But he wasn't 50 years old, was he?
Man, he was damn near.
When you get over 45, goddamn, man, you 50.
Yeah, I feel you. That was a hell of a block. That was mean.
Two hands.
I round off. You 36, you 40.
You 40.
He's about 42.
I would say that obviously the Tayshaun block is a historic block. It meant so much. But Ja, just for how fucking little he is. And the way he got it, he putting his armpits on the backboard, bro.
He let you know he about to jump before he jumped, too. He get the steps together. He wind up and all that.
And his hair be swinging in the back. Like, he up here flying and blocking your shit.
That's his cape, his ass cape.
We already know, like, Tayshaun saved the day with this shit.
Man.
But here's the thing about Ja. It just goes to show you the type of competitor he is and team guy.
He care, bro.
Because he's the one that turned over the ball.
Right, yeah.
So he turned over the ball, and he got back in transition. And he really meant that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he got back not for a highlight. He got back on some, like, I'm trying to win.
Let me get that back.
So I'm like, hold on, man. This dude 22, man. Like, we already know what he could do, everything else he could do, but he...
That team has kind of embodied his personality. That in the franchise has taken his energy. Yeah, I love it.
You know what I love about him, though?
What?
I see him in the spot in Memphis. No drinking, no nothing. Saying what's up to everybody.
But being real.
He got cool. Hooper. He in the spot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he's standing alone. He's doing his own thing. He locked in.
Yeah.
He's super locked in.
Love to hear it. Skywalker underscore 26. Do you guys see the Lakers making the run in the playoffs? And can the Bulls make a run in the Eastern Conference?
They can make it look. What's the first question? Do you guys
Lakers. See the Lakers
make? Of course, the Lakers. I think the Lakers are going to squeeze in the playoffs. They're going to find. They're good enough.
Can they make a run?
Can they make a run in the playoffs?
Noise in the
Western
Conference.
Yeah, they can do that too. It depends on how healthy they are. They can't, like, we're not going to disrespect the Lakers like they ain't got
Brian. Right.
And Russ. Come on now. They still got Hall of Famers all over the roster.
Yeah.
But can they turn it around in enough time? And history shows us from being professionals, you can't just turn it on. I don't give a fuck who you got.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? Going to the playoffs to win the championships. But I still think they can. The Bulls, they can make it look interesting and, you know, some things will have to go their way for them to make it out. A lot of things, you know what I'm saying, injuries with other teams. I ain't talking about they teams. I'm talking about players hurt on other teams.
Real talk.
You know what I'm saying? Things got to go right for the Bulls to pull it off.
I think with the Lakers, you can't count Braun out. He's proven that to us. AD, like, we're talking about AD, but AD quietly. Like, I'm talking about him because I expect more. But, like, he's quietly averaging a 24-11. Like, and it's effortless.
Easy.
But, if you could get the AD back to the AD where we were actually having a conversation about
who
would we take, Giannis or AD, if you get to that AD, then you definitely can't count the Lakers out. I feel like their path as well. Like, I feel like if the Lakers see Phoenix is a better matchup than them seeing Golden State, like in the second round or something to that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what matters. But then, you know, when I look at the Bulls, when I look at the East just overall, I think the East, man, the East is really wide open, and that's the fun thing about the league.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at the Bulls, and can they make the conference finals? Yes. They really can. Like, DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, 27 and 28 points a game.
Mm.
We see what Lonzo doing. We know what Alex Caruso do without even showing up in the box scores. And then Vucevic, man.
Tough. I like him.
He's like, tough.
He's on some other shit. And then you look at Kobe White. Man, Kobe White, his last 11 games, he's been averaging like 21, 22 points off the bench or in the start. He's sniping it.
Mm-hmm.
He's sniping it. Ayo, good. The little backup big for him, good, who got into it with Josh. So, yeah, they definitely could make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Ball is life, 10. Matt, you were in the Think Like a Man. Can you explain to us how long did you guys do the scene for and how hard was it not to laugh at Kevin Hart?
Man, that was crazy. That was 2010. I was with the Lakers. I was coming off knee surgery that summer. But we shot that basketball
the hoop scene.
With Ron and rest in peace, Rasul Butler, Shannon Brown, and me and Lisa Leslie against Kevin Hart and his crew. And Kevin could really play, but he's so motherfucking funny. I promise you, it probably took us like 3 hours, 3.5 hours to shoot this little basketball scene because he would make everything so, like, try to post people up, try to grab the ball, like, try to go ISO, like, stop filming and try to play one-on-one with somebody. So it was an honor, man, to get down with Kev, and definitely a funny situation.
Mm. Here we go. Uncle Gramps, since y'all are such big supporters of women's sports, you fucking right.
Right.
Especially basketball, what four women would you take to hoop with you on the blacktop?
Bamas.
I'm going down the line. One is Stat, Matt, and I.
So we going one at a time? Or?
Nah, I want y'all four.
Okay, I'm going by position, too. I'm going Dawn Staley at the point. I'm going Cynthia Coop at the two.
Ooh.
I'm going Cheryl Swoops at the three.
Gosh.
I'm going Tina Thompson at the
Come
four.
On, man.
And I'm going Lisa Leslie at the five.
You just did that because we was Carmen fans, man. I'm riding with you. That's you know the
what
same
I'm just adding Dawn Staley.
Three.
You know what I'm
who can you really add? I mean, shit, I guess I gotta go Diana Taurasi.
My sixth man will be Candace Parker.
No, you can't have Candace Parker. Sorry. I'm taking Taurasi. I'm taking Candace Parker. I'm taking, shit, Sue Bird. She's tough. Mm-hmm. I'm taking Sabrina as the one of mine. And then fuck it, big Liz Cambage.
Big Liz. Need you on the show, Big Liz.
So I'm going Tina Thompson, Cynthia Cooper, Cheryl Swoops, them three. Mm-hmm. And then I'm adding Candace Parker. Remember, we going to the blacktop.
Yeah, blacktop.
We going to, and not saying that, but we going to the blacktop.
Blacktop.
You know what I'm saying? We might go spank a couple guys' teams with that roster. I ain't bullshit.
Thanks. Well, that's a wrap. All the Smoke. You mid-season did. Review with our brother Kendrick Perkins.
Big Perk.
Big Stack.
My brothers.
You can catch us on Showtime Basketball, YouTube, and the iHeart platform, Black Effects. Yeah. We'll see y'all next week.
You did.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.